pictures, when their hearts were filled with memories, their bodies filled with hurt. They would sit around the campfire and exchange a piercing glance. Back when the West was really wild, that didn't think.
And welcome back to Cowboy Logic, everyone. I'm Donna Fiducia, along with Don Newen. And this is very cool, because quite
you've been
honestly,
talking about this
I have
all week.
And we want to thank Danny Hamilton, who's driving the Real America's Voice bus, has been at all these places that Real America's Voice has been. And one day he called me up and he goes, check this out. And he gave me Laura Logan's contact information because he met her there. So I'm like, oh. This is awesome. I can't wait to get her on the show. And here she is, folks. Laura Logan, award-winning journalist from South Africa, Emmy Award, Murrow Awards, war correspondent from CBS in 2002 to 2018. She also worked at Sinclair Broadcasting, and she does a Fox Nation show called Laura Logan Has No Agenda. She attended Durban Girls College, and our friend Brandy Richards is also from that section of South Africa as well. And she was able to work in print when she was still going to college. And I still firmly believe that it is that kind of experience that really makes somebody a super journalist, because they get their feet wet in all areas. So, Laura Logan, thank you so much and welcome to Cowboy Logic. It's great to have you on.
Thank you for having me. Happy Sunday, everyone.
There you go. Okay, so let's start off with, well, you started in Durban, South Africa. And we were saying before we came on the air that our friend Brendy Richards, and now Brendy Wells, she's married to John B. Wells, who does a wonderful ARC Midnight show and Caravan to Midnight. She's from Durban, South Africa. And she told us some 10 years ago that she felt South Africa could almost be a blueprint for what was happening here now in America. Obviously, the racial aspect is a little off. So instead of having a mostly black privileged situation like you have in South Africa, you have whites being vilified here in the United States. She had a son. She took some medications some 18 years ago for postpartum depression. And they used that for an excuse to get rid of her Second Amendment. All this kind of stuff. I don't know if you've thought about that, but this kind of stuff sort of
The healthcare,
same thing, makes you kind of wonder what's going on. We're talking about a country that did the first heart transplant many decades ago. And, well, just like here in the U.S. too, the healthcare seems to be going to hell in a handbasket too. Just your input on that to start.
Well, first, let me say that I believe John B. Wells did all the Peter Stuyvesant cigarette commercials when I was growing up. And there weren't a lot of commercials in those days, right? So they played the same ones over and over. And every time you went to the movie theater, which was a big thing for us growing up, you would sit down and you would hear that voice telling you all about, you know, sailing on yachts and smoking Peter Stuyvesant. So John B. Wells is a voice that I grew up with. And it's one that's pretty unforgettable, right? You don't easily forget that voice. He's sort of a fixture of South African life growing up for me in my mind. And what I would say is one thing about, you know, you talked about Second Amendment rights of Brandy Wells. It's sort of interesting because South Africa, when I was growing up, didn't have a Bill of Rights. It didn't have a constitution that guaranteed those kind of rights, although South Africans did always have the right to bear arms, which is interesting. It wasn't something that I ever did because, you know, I would have been in danger of shooting myself in the foot, right, at the most inopportune time. And with my Sicilian temperament, you know, it's not the kind of risk I would have taken. However, obviously there
that's
is
a very that's part me as well. Sorry. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, I'm going to get mad and shoot way too many people. That I'm not the person to be carrying a gun. But I say that as a joke. But obviously in South Africa, you know, weapons were a complicated issue. What I would say that to me is very important is that people don't really realize and understand that we already live in a world without borders. It's the digital world, the cyber world. And why is that so significant? Well, because the Open Society Foundation, which is, run by George Soros, has more than 120 offices in countries around the world, right? It's in more than 120 countries. And one of their most significant and oldest offices is in Durban, South, is in Johannesburg in South Africa. And why is that significant? Well, because you see the same ideology that is perpetuated and pushed here in the US as was pushed in South Africa and was pushed all over the world. And interestingly, a man called Patrick Gaspard, who's Haitian, his name you probably don't know, he was Obama's ambassador to South Africa. And he was very vocal in talking about redistribution of land and white privilege and all of the same narratives that you hear in the United States. And guess where he went at the end of the Obama administration? What was the job that he was given? President of the Open Society Foundation. Right? So how are these things linked together? This is how they're linked together. So when it seems like I'm rambling and going off in different directions, no, I'm painting a picture for you that shows that these things are connected. Interestingly, Patrick Gaspard stepped down as president of Open Society Foundations to make way for a man called Lord Malik Brown. And what was Lord Malik Brown? Well, you won't be surprised to hear that he was in the upper reaches of Dominion voting systems and software. And after the 2020 election and the massive fraud that was committed across the board, Lord Malik Brown's reward was to come closer to home, closer to Soros and all of his other acolytes and that entire network of similar organizations, and to be brought right into the heart of the fight here in the United States. So what this all really means is that we live in one world already in many respects. They just want us to give up all the things standing in their way, like sovereignty, patriotism, all of the things ideologically that today are deemed acts of domestic terror in the United States by the ideologues of the radical philosophies that seek to give us to get us to give up our sovereignty, to give up our independence, to give up our freedom, and really become slaves of a global cult that we're called conspiracy theorists if we point out what they say, but they can say it all day long and do whatever they want. And they're credible, right? They get accolades and rewards and billions of dollars. And we get pushed to the fringes of alt-right lunacy and cast out as crazy people because we are recognizing what's happening and what they're doing, what they're really doing, not what they say they're doing, not all the euphemisms that they hide behind, but what they're really doing. Which is using deception to mask a very radical ideology that will be the end of the world as we know it, the world that we've grown up in, the world that exists around us still.
The man behind the curtain.
For months now, I have been using an analogy and a topic of a discussion to try to explain what the hell's going on globally right now because it's so bizarre and so foreign to all of us. And that is that we are actually in World War IV right now. Now, I know that Biden's talking about World War III with Putin, but I've been saying for a while that we're in World War IV. World War I, we all know about that. We can watch the movies. World War II, same deal. World War III, in my opinion, was Reagan actually bringing the USSR down. World War IV is unlike anything else we've ever had because it is the governments of all of the countries against the citizens of those respective countries. And I'd like to ask you, we've only got a couple of minutes before we have to go to break here, but if you think I'm spot on with that, who's pulling all these strings? Because it's all so well coordinated. And if we are at war with citizens versus governments, individual countries, who's pulling those strings? You got about 2 minutes.
Well, according to somebody who I have talked with extensively, whose job was to infiltrate these networks at the UN level, there are different factions. but they span all cultures and all countries. And he called it a global cult. And I think that that's probably a really good way to describe it. Because when you look at the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization and the United Nations and all these other bodies, if you peel away the layers, what you start to find is a very different history to the one we're all familiar with. For example, the UN began with the Temple of Understanding. You know, why do they need a temple? Why do they need a university? Why does the Open Society need a university? And what you see is that this is a unique war that we're in, not just for the reason that you cited, right? Because it's governments against its citizens. It's not every government, and it's not the whole government. What it really is, obviously it's a spiritual battle between good and evil. There's no question about that. But this is the first time that the world is being taken over without us knowing that we're in a war. All the other wars for world domination have been kinetic, which means that you've seen, you know, the battlefield has been very obvious because the bullets are flying and the bombs are falling and so on and so on. But look at us now. We're in a war with Ukraine. That's a complete deception because it's not about what they say it's about. It's not about Putin bad, Ukraine good. There's much more to this war. There's much more behind it. And we're in a situation where we have leaders who are desperate to turn this into a bigger war instead of wanting to end it.
Exactly. So let's pick up on that after the break, because that's so much more to talk about. Total deception. We'll be back with award-winning Laura Logan. Just so happy to have her here on Cowboy Logic right after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my towels with proprietary technology, which makes them soft and absorbent. Towels that work, what a concept. They're made with USA cotton and come in a variety of awesome colors. My six-piece towel set is regularly $109.99, now just $39.99 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
We're back with Laura Logan, who is wearing her plaid Cowboy Logic shirt just for us to fit in with.
That's for you.
Shouldn't have had folks, but that's okay.
Appreciate that, cowgirl.
You know, Laura,
I got some boots. Got me some boots. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Hopefully they're cleaner than mine, because we do have horses and it's not been pretty lately. Anyhow, so.
Hey, if your boots are clean, you're not a real cowgirl.
Yeah, that's true. And I could show
Hold on. You got to show yours earlier.
We were talking about this earlier, actually.
Here we go.
Should bring this
is
up.
Real time. Hold on.
This is so bad.
Keep talking, Donna.
Brace yourself, it's Donna.
Been, you should have seen mine. We showed mine earlier. These are Don's boots. Those are Georgia Boot Company. And that's got real crap on them.
Yeah.
Hay, crap, everything.
You got to come to Headquarters Hats in Fredericksburg. Yes.
They don't smell bad, though.
Best boot store in town.
Horses never smell bad to me.
Nope.
Anyhow, before the break, what you were saying is the deception. And you know what? And you talked about what really struck a nerve with me is how the history probably isn't what we really thought it was. Well, I want to go back to John F. Kennedy. I mean, if you really think that a magic bullet that went through 8 million people in a car and Kennedy and came out pristine, at that point, don't you think maybe that the media could have realized and has realized that they can, or the government for that matter, they could say whatever they wanted to say and get away with it. And it's just been downhill since there. But talk about the deception you were saying before the break, because to me, it's getting to the point, and I hate to say I'm red-pilled, but I just don't believe anything anymore because, you know, they're just, they've out and out lied for, yeah, for just about everything.
I, you know, it's sort of like a lot of what we've believed in is an illusion, right? And so some of that would call it disillusion. Now, I just call it, some people would call it waking up. And to me, I'm just really focused on trying to figure out what is the whole truth, because we get slices of the truth, we get pieces of it. Sometimes we don't get the truth at all. And it's really my job as a journalist to figure it all out, right? I can't be selectively picking from the truth in order to push a certain narrative. That's not my job. So, you know, you go all the way back to John F. Kennedy. And I was just looking at something online this week. I was shocked to find this footage of Walter Cronkite speaking at the World Federalist Society, you know, saying that Americans are going to have to give up some of their sovereignty and that the only just government is a global, you know, world government that enforces, you know, justice and this and that and all the rest of it. You know, I mean, wow. I, you know, 16 years as a correspondent at 60 Minutes in CBS, 35 years in journalism. Did I ever think I'd get to this place? No, I certainly did not. But I can tell you after spending, you know, two decades on the battlefield that I'm disgusted by the coverage of Ukraine and the blatant manipulation of the facts and distortion of history and everything else. I mean, I'm going to say at the beginning and I'm going to say it once. Nobody wants the people of Ukraine to suffer. There are innocent people there. They were caught up in the fighting as they are in every war, and it's heartbreaking to see them suffer. However, what I am also very much aware of is that there are people in this country and other places who are quite happy to bring that suffering to all of our doors and to insist on forcing this into World War, you know, a bigger world war and a broader conflict rather than de-escalate and deal with it honestly. And sure, there's disinformation on both sides, no doubt. The Russians are good at it and so are we. However, there are certain things here that are true and we need to ask more questions about them. For example, when Putin says that he's going to rid the Ukrainian military of its Nazis, and we all jump up and down and say, oh my gosh, you know, that's not true because look at all the hundreds of thousands of Jewish victims of the Holocaust. Well, absolutely, there were hundreds of thousands of Jewish victims of the Holocaust. And you know what? They weren't just killed by Germans. A lot of them were killed by Ukrainians because Western Ukraine backed the Nazis and was a headquarters of the Nazi SS. And when you see that black sun of the occult on the uniforms of Ukrainian soldiers, and by the way, not just one battalion, not just a handful of soldiers, look at the pictures of female Ukrainian soldiers being lionized and, you know, sort of worshipped by the US media, right? They've got that black sun of the occult. Now, why is that significant? Well, that was another emblem of the SS, wasn't it? Because there was an occult dimension to the SS that we, again, don't like to talk about typically in our history. And why is that significant? Well, go to the Azov Battalion in the Ukrainian military that is funded by the United States and by NATO. Not only do they have the black occult as the background of their logo, but they have the sideways lightning symbol of the Nazi SS. So these are not, you know, random things. They're not arbitrary. They go to the foundational core of who this unit is. And I love how Jen Psaki and the media and all these other puppets love to say, oh, well, it's just one unit. Imagine if there was a unit in the United States military that had the emblems of the Nazi SS as its defining, you know, logo and was pictured holding up, you know, swastika flags as the Azov battalion is pictured. And then go to, I encourage everybody to look at the work of a journalist, an American journalist in Ukraine, who has been there for years and years and years and has done extraordinary work trying to uncover how Ukraine is at the center of this cult of globalists, how it is a center of money laundering, you know, for the oligarchs and their allies in the United States, how it is at the center of Russia collusion and that whole false narrative, how it was, you know, amazingly Ukrainian dossier, right, that pulled Paul Manafort behind bars, Alexander Chalupa, the Democratic operative who was very active with Ukraine. No surprise that it was the Ukrainian ambassador who broke with diplomatic protocol and wrote that he would never, you know, Ukraine did not back Donald Trump in the 2016 election. Unsurprisingly, that Eric Carmella and what's the moron's name? Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Boy, he's...
He's rearing his ugly right head again, too.
You know, yeah, he's the guy at the Ukrainian sham impeachment trial that's supposed to be telling Donald Trump what his Ukrainian policy could be. And the man is obviously a spy. I mean, for crying in a bucket, people, wake up. Did anyone watch the TV series, The Americans? You don't think it's extraordinary that just as we are reading all these fawning profiles about, you know, the amazing Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who just happens to have come from the Ukraine as a child and was found under a bridge with his twin brother when an American photographer appeared as they were sheltering from the rain and took photographs and then documented all of the significant moments in Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's life. I mean, for goodness sake, where is counterintelligence? There's a reason that man was escorted from the White House at the end of that theatrical trial that was meant to stop any journalist from looking at Ukraine any further, right? Because they put John Solomon's head on a stake and they tried to roast him, right? Because he was right. Because what he was reporting was true. Because the Open Society Foundation through the National Endowment for Democracy and all of these other fake NGOs that are nothing more than brown shirts and SS rolled into one were running their radical policy through the United States Embassy, through USAID, using our tax dollars to slit our own throats. Now they're covering their tracks in Ukraine, not just hiding all the evidence of, you know, John Kerry's son, Biden's son, Nancy Pelosi's son, Mitt Romney's son, by the way, who is as disgusting as the rest of them. Not only are they covering their tracks, hiding all the evidence of the involvement in Russia collusion, hiding the evidence of the bioweapons facilities that the US has been funding there. And yes, some of that was left over from the Soviet days. Some of that has been turning them from bioweapons facilities into public health facilities. But that again is not the whole truth. That is again not the whole story, right? So they're covering their tracks in Ukraine. They're hiding evidence. They're exploiting the Ukrainian people to do so. Nobody is trying to de-escalate. They've got this moron as a leader who is, you know, was an entertainer who was obviously selected because he's out there in stilettos and black leather pants doing spoof videos for Dancing with the Stars. And now we're all supposed to fawn at the altar of Zelensky, right? When he could be doing any number of things. There's all kinds of, you know, fake moments and heroes. I love how they have the ghost of Kiev, right? Who supposedly killed all these Russians. I mean, for crying in a bucket, wake up, people. Yes, there is real suffering in Ukraine. There's a real war going on, just as there was, you know, there were real issues that were being protested in the wake of George Floyd's death, but they're being exploited by evil, horrible people who want to rule over all of us and enslave us. And if you don't think that's true, you think that's a conspiracy theory, I got no time for you. I got no time for you. We are past the ninth mile. We're sitting at the gates of Auschwitz and we're arguing about whether the, you know, the smoke coming out of the ovens is climate change. Come on.
Exactly. Well, that's perfect, Laura. In fact, it's obvious that Laura Logan has no agenda but the truth.
Boom,
big time. Exactly.
That was that, ladies and gentlemen.
Perfect.
You've just survived tactical nukes dropped by Laura. That was stellar. That
absolutely.
Was
the only ones who want nuclear war are the ones who want to destroy everything. And then out of the ashes, what rises, right? The new world order. It's their words.
That's right.
Not mine.
Exactly. So we got two more segments to let you just let loose.
Drop more nukes.
She has no agenda, folks, but obviously the truth. And the real big thing that we're seeing is the lack of the knowledge of history. which I guess is a way that they can keep the masses at bay. So we'll get to that all more with Laura Logan coming up on Cowboy Logic right after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Logan joins us again on Cowboy Logic. We are so thankful she could give us an entire hour because, man, she's just on a rant and I don't want her to stop. Laura, during the break, you were talking about the Azov battalions. Now, there are a number of world leaders that we're seeing, and I think it's social media that's finally allowing some of this to get out despite how they clamped down on it. How people like Zelensky, people like Trudeau have been groomed for decades to be put in place where they are to be doing what they're doing so these one world puppets. Order people can take over. Can you discuss that and how it pertains to everything that's going on here in the Ukraine?
Well, let's take a look at that photograph, right? Because it's it to me, a picture says a thousand words. And when you hear Jen Psaki and all of these people, imagine those were American soldiers. You got the swastika there. You had the Azov Battalion's logo in the middle, and you have the NATO flag, right? And, you know, this morning I was looking over an old John Mearsheimer piece that was about Ukraine. And it was so interesting to see it because it really shows you John Mearsheimer being, you know, of the left. You can't, or of the middle or whatever you want to call it, but certainly not of the right. And he's basically saying what everyone with a brain knows is true. You cannot expand NATO in violation of all of your commitments not to do exactly what you're doing and come to Putin's door and threaten him with weapons and power and bioweapons and everything else and expect that the man is going to do nothing. And if you look at George Eliason's reporting, I haven't had a chance to drill down on this, but I know George Eliason. And over the last few years, he has been right on everything he has reported and told me about what's going on in Ukraine. And he has video. He's in a graveyard and he's talking about Ukrainian children, Russian speaking, who have been murdered by the Azov battalion, supposedly beheaded. And I haven't vetted that out, but you can see George's reporting for yourself. And it's so important for people to understand that the Russian speaking people in eastern Ukraine have been targeted and murdered by the Azov battalion and by extension, the US and NATO, because we're backing them. And this is one of the reasons that Crimea voted to go with Russia and did not want to stay independent. And one of the major disservices that we do as American media is in lying and deceiving people is that we pretend that no one in Crimea really wanted to be part of Russia. And it's not true. We also gloss over the parts of history or leave them out when they're inconvenient for the narrative, such as the fact that the CIA, headed by Alan Dulles at the time, protected Ukraine's Nazis from prosecution at the Nuremberg trials. Why? Why did we do that? Why did we bring some of the most evil Nazi scientists and Nazi minds to the United States under Operation Paperclip and put them in positions of real significance inside NASA, inside the intelligence agencies at Fort Detrick, where they continued the experiments that were so horrific during the war that we're not supposed to talk about, that we can't touch, but they continued doing them in the United States, on US soil, on the American people. I mean, this is an important part of our history that we need to understand in order to understand what we're doing now and why. And yet we don't question it. We have these narratives out there that nobody's allowed to question. And the moment you do, you know, you're targeted and cast aside. Well, guess what? I don't care. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I don't care how often you attack me. I don't care what you write about me. I don't even read it anymore. People say, oh, I'm so sorry about, you know, and I like, forget about it. Don't worry. I don't even know what they wrote. So it's not affecting me, right? I don't care because it's hard enough figuring out what the truth is. It's hard enough figuring out what is the United States doing funding these bioweapons labs in the Ukraine. It's not a complete answer that we're just, yes, we spent millions, if not billions of dollars, getting rid of the bioweapons that the Russians created in the Soviet Union in some of those labs. And there were, you know, American scientists risking their lives to do that. However, how do you explain the botulism outbreak in Ukraine in the last few years? How do you explain the SARS outbreak and a number of others? And how do you explain COVID? COVID was a bioweapon, and we knew that. And those scientists, they knew that from the start. They know that China doesn't build, you know, public health facilities. What disease did China recently cure? What have they done for their people lately? Their people die of easily treatable diseases because they don't care about their own people. They're not trying to save the world. They're trying to rule the world. That's
exactly
what they want
and
to
that,
do. And we're
and
their
that,
guinea
Laura,
pigs. We're their experiment,
exactly.
Right? We're the expendable mm-hmm. people that they don't care whether we live or die.
Well, that's what I wanted to get to because... Well, a lot of people were attacking you, and I've said exactly what you've said, too, because we can speak here on Real America's Voice, and that is that Anthony Fauci is the Joseph Mengele of our time. How can you not think that's the case?
Dozens.
Otherwise,
doctor after
exactly.
doctor after doctor, because yep. they know that Fauci has known from the very beginning everything that we are finding out now, and that changes everything. And, you know, I'm always, my heart aches for anyone who is, you know, genuinely hurt and offended. I never want to hurt people's feelings, but I find that there is an extraordinary amount of hypocrisy. You're not triggered by saying that Trump is like Hitler. You're not triggered by people saying that everyone who didn't vote for Biden is a Nazi, but you're triggered by people saying that Fauci reminds them more of Joseph Mengele than of science. Wait a minute, hold on a sec. Let's look at Fauci's history. This sad little man, right, is responsible for doing medical experiments on black foster children in 7 different states during HIV. Oh, but we don't care about them? I'm sorry, but when you're doing experiments on foster children, regardless of their skin color, nothing, as a mama bear and a human being, nothing makes me angrier than that, because there is no child more vulnerable than the one that doesn't have a mama bear at its side. And when I see the photographs of this tiny little black baby, you know, whose eyes are wide and everything, being force-fed medical treatments, experimental medical treatments, to know that that man has made millions of dollars, enriched himself, enjoyed a life of privilege. That's real privilege. It's not white privilege. It's the darkest kind of privilege that exists because it's pure evil. You know that ivermectin can treat and save people, and you withhold that treatment. You know that hydroxychloroquine, when used with zinc together, can also save people's lives. And you demonize these treatments. You lie about early treatment. You lie about masks. You lie about the transmission. You lie about every part of it because you're drowning in blood. You force people in nursing homes into solitary confinement to die in early dementia, Look at the rates of early dementia. What did we do to the elderly in our society? We just washed them down the toilet and we didn't care. We didn't care. Instead, we're going to jump up and down and defend Anthony Fauci, the man responsible for this, one of the men responsible. Please, I don't care one bit what you do to me. You're not going to silence me. I've been a journalist for 35 years. 35 years I've been doing this job. Nobody's going to tell me that I can't report what's true. Nobody is going to do that. Oh, and I have never been a political stooge. I've never been a member of a political party ever in my life. I am not owned by anyone. I earn next to nothing, okay? Nobody owns me, and they never, ever will.
Laura, I'm going to take it a step further also from what we've looked at for a number of years. When Fauci was experimenting on black children in Africa, and the Clinton Foundation had very much to do with that, a company called Rand Baxy at the time.
And gay people in this country and all over the world too, right?
Exactly. Oh, it's just a bunch of black kids. Who cares? That's what they actually said. And I can't attribute it directly to him, but this is what the organizations were saying. I'm sorry, we only got about a minute and a half.
With having people like me who have been a journalist this long, because I covered HIV in Africa, and I stood in the cemetery on a Sunday night watching them, talking to the grave diggers as they dug the graves, rows and rows and rows of tiny little graves for all these children. And nobody wants to talk about the book called The River, right? The River talked about how the polio vaccine, the way it was used in an experimental capacity in Africa on real people, and how that combined with the simian virus from the simian monkey and this mutation that formed that was the source of HIV. Because I've had American scientists and public health officials say to me, well, look at all the people we saved in Africa. You created a treatment, AZT, that mimicked the progression of the disease. So for years, nobody knew that the people they loved were dying, not from HIV, but from the treatment. Does that sound familiar to anyone who's vaccine injured right now? And then you want to turn around and say that Africa is ungrateful because look at all the people that you saved. But you murdered people to do it. And maybe that's
one of those things
that we should discuss.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 30 seconds. We have to go to break here. I want to remind each and every one of you, and Laura just brought it up a moment ago. We do this for you. Everything we do for you. If it wasn't for you, it would only be cameras and lights. When we get back, we want to make sure that we let you guys know how you can follow the great work of Laura Logan, how you can follow her on social media, where she is, and everything that she's doing. And we're going to keep dropping tactical nukes. I got a feeling that, you know, get under your desk. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching Cowboy Logic. We're going to be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried canceling myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For a limited time, you can get my brand new product, My Slippers, for 50% off. That's the lowest price ever. And remember, My Slippers come with an exclusive four-layer design. These layers combine to give you amazing comfort and support and help reduce stress on your feet. And with the durable indoor-outdoor sole, you can wear My Slippers anytime, anywhere. I personally guarantee these will be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get My Slippers for 50% off, the lowest price in history. And if you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless. We'll be right back.
We're back with just a phenomenal journalist. And there just aren't that many journalists like Laura Logan out there. And as you guys have seen over the course of this past hour, that she absolutely is not going to hold back at all. Nobody owns her and nobody ever will. As you can see, if you go to her Getter account at Laura Logan, and she's also on Truth Social, and she's going to start broadcasting this week on Locals as well. Laura, just before the break, of course, we were talking about Fauci, how they just, to me, and I've said this to Don so many times, they have every angle figured out. They've stopped monoclonal antibodies, even in outpatient facilities, which was saving people.
Can we imagine, saw in Florida.
And putting remdesivir in there as monoclonal antibodies, which is
another
a form
poison,
of euthanasia.
Like AZT. Poisoning people's liver and kidney and so on. Don't take it.
It's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. They have to make sure they keep doubling down on what they're doing. They can't give up. Let's move on to Project Veritas. James O'Keefe doing some great work. You've got all this
a year and a couple months.
Nothing is being done for these poor people because we all know it's to try to keep Trump from running again. They want to indict him. That's the real problem. But we've had Troy Smocks on, who was a 160 detainee who happens to be black, but he's been called a white supremacist.
Yeah.
They did release him. Yes.
Hey, hold on. Lara, you have to do a shout out to all the guys in C2B in the DC gulag, because they're watching right now on the tablets. They got 2 hours a day outside of solitary, and they watch Cowboy Logic. C2B, Laura.
I am so glad that you asked me to do that. I want every single one of you in there to know that you are not alone. I know it feels like you are. I am so ashamed that this has happened to you, that you are being tortured like this, that your rights are being denied. It is an outrage. It will go down as one of the most shameful things in the history of this country. But you are not forgotten. I am sorry that I have not done more, because we're so overwhelmed between the child trafficking and the massive increase in child rape and everything that's happening with the border and COVID and the war in Ukraine and all the lies being pushed there as they try to drag us into more false flag events. And I'm just one person, but there is not a single day that goes by that I don't think about the fact that you're there in detention without trial. Your rights have been denied. You have been denied due process. And what they are doing to you is absolutely criminal. They will pay for what they have done. There is going to be light at the end of the tunnel. You are not forgotten. You are not going to be left there to die in darkness. I promise you that. I promise you that. I give you my word. I have not forgotten. I remember you every day. This morning, I was writing a note to someone about you. And I will do everything that I can within the very limited, you know, power and influence that I have. But I am on your side, because we all know that January 6th was a manufactured event. We know it was orchestrated, just like Charlottesville was orchestrated, just like Nick Sandman at the Lincoln Memorial. These are operations. And what they have done is wrong. They are nothing short of evil. So just know there are good people across this country who are fighting every single day. They're unrewarded, they're unrecognized, much of the time they're unpaid, but they will not forget, and you are not alone.
Laura, your passion is just so heartfelt, and we can't agree more. Talk about Matthew Rosenberg of the New York Times. Project Veritas just had undercover video of him basically saying it was a bunch of tourists walking through the Capitol. No big deal. We all knew that.
Yeah.
And how come that doesn't get any legs at this point? Nobody is getting prosecuted.
Well, we know why people aren't being prosecuted for that, because significant parts of our government are captured, you know, by what you can call it, the deep state, if you like, but it's actually an executive branch that was created. I think it goes all the way back to, what was it, 1962 or 1972, the SES, right? Go and look at that, at this bureaucracy that was founded. You know, they're busy doing this right now, right here in Texas, in Harris County. If you look at what happened during the election that was just held there, what you will see is that the county clerk, who's an elected position, no longer has any power. Why? Because they used the false blue wave that was a lie in itself to put people in local positions in Texas who would then create these appointed positions over the elected positions. And through these appointed positions, now the election administrator in Texas, what do you have? You have a bunch of Soros-backed bureaucrats who are now bankrupting the state and stealing your vote and taking the power away from the people. And this is happening in other counties. It's happening all across the United States, and it's happening at every level of government. Unless we, the people, take and use the power and the rights that are afforded to them under the United States Constitution, legal rights, there's no reason to go beyond the law. We don't need to go beyond the law, because the founding fathers knew that the greatest threat to America in the end would come from within. They knew that, they provided for it, and all of the legal means that we need to fight this are in the Constitution. But why is nothing done about it? Because we don't demand it. Because we don't exercise the power that we have. Because we still pay federal taxes to the people who are slitting our throats. Greg Abbott and the rest of them in Texas should be ashamed of themselves. It's on their watch that more children are trafficked in the state of Texas than ever in the history of this country. It is on their watch that bureaucrats are being appointed to take away the elected power of our officials and deny the government of the people the will of the people. There is no blue wave in Texas. It is a lie. Capturing Dallas, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio and El Paso, capturing those cities is just a cover for an operation to pretend that a state that is pro-guns, pro-God, and pro-gas is going to vote for people who want to destroy and obliterate all three of those things. Do not fall for it. It is a lie. Start to follow the money. Look at the money. There are so-called charities and organizations that have been paid millions of dollars for things like rental relief, and yet you've got thousands of people who are evicted from their homes. We're being robbed blind. Our tax dollars are being used not just to slit our throats, but to burn this country to the ground. And if we don't recognize what's happening and we don't do whatever it is within our power to stop it, then what they are going to do is get us to give up and surrender. Because only a tiny number of actual Germans were real Nazis at the time that Hitler took over Nazi Germany. Same for every single communist takeover, right? Only a small number of the people are really evil. It feels like they're everywhere because they have the megaphone, but they're not. They are not everywhere. And what they want us to do is to believe that we've lost. If we believe that we're overwhelmed and outnumbered, what do people do? It's in our nature. We surrender. And surrender is the only form of victory that has to be given. You can't take it. It has to be given. Right up until the moment you put the noose around my neck and pull and pull and pull to the last breath, I can fight. I can say, I stand for freedom and I stand against you. I stand with God. I do not stand with the devil. You can say that. Amen. And even if they take the life from your body, they cannot take the freedom from your soul, because we were given free will. God gave us free will because it is the dividing line between God and the devil. That is our dividing line. That's what this fight is about. It's not about Democrat or Republican. Forget it. If you're looking at it in those terms, your view is small, very small. And this fight is big.
And unfortunately, boom again, that's all I can say. We are out of time for this. It just went by so fast. What you said, the small number were Nazis. Only 2 or 3% were the patriots that fought against the crown, quite honestly, too. So we need those patriots, and Real America's Voice is there. This network is on the leading edge with the people. John Solomon has a show on this network and has a big hand with this network. These are true journalists. Steve Bannon, that goes without saying.
And John Solomon was vilified unfairly and wrongly. His reporting on Ukraine was right. I urge everyone, go back to John Solomon's reporting. Read everything he wrote. Look at the transparency feature on Just the News' website. See the source documents. See how they've been stealing from us and using U.S. embassies and USAID to perpetuate their radical ideology with our tax dollars. No,
Laura, thank you.
Yep, we got a heart out. Ladies and gentlemen, at Laura Logan on Getter. Follow her.
God bless.
Follow this woman's phenomenal work. Ladies and gentlemen, I say it every week. We do this for you. If it wasn't for you,
it would just be cameras and lights.
We'll see you next week. We love you, people. Hey.